freeze-dried potatoes in orbit. Here I'm reading about potatoes on U.S. spacecraft. In 1959, NASA started planning for manned space travel and was challenged by the problem of how and what to feed astronauts. Due to lack of storage space and refrigerators on most manned spacecrafts, NASA has found that the method of dehydration and freeze-dried foods is an effective answer to feeding astronauts. The ancient method of dehydration serves two purposes. One is to dry food, therefore reducing its moisture to between 5 to 25% and eliminating bacteria which cause decay. And number two is preserve food for future use without concern for an expiration date. This link I put in a text note presents as Buzz Aldrin's favorite soup, freeze-dried potato soup, but only on Apollo 11, the 1969 moon flight, where it was part of the new smorgasbord regime and a vast improvement over the awful goo of the Gemini flight, end quote. And this is really smart. Listen to this. Because water produced as a byproduct of fuel cell operation in the Gemini spacecraft could be made available, it became highly attractive from the food acceptance and weight savings standpoint to use dehydrated food that could be reconstituted in flight. This was the departure point for the development of the Apollo food system. This dehydration technique is preferred because of the remarkable preservation of quality in the resulting product. Color, texture, flavor, nutrient content, and reconstitution of foods which are properly freeze-dried closely approximate the original food. The high quality of freeze-dried food derives largely from the technique of removing the water by sublimation directly from ice to vapor with minimum exposure of the food to heat. The food is frozen rapidly in circulating air at a temperature of approximately 233 degrees Kelvin, minus 40 degrees centigrade. The frozen food is then placed in a vacuum chamber where the pressure is reduced to less than 270 newtons per square meter, or about 2 millimeter mercury. Energy in the form of heat is applied by means of heating plates maintained at temperatures of 298 to 303 degrees Kelvin, about 25 to 30 degrees centigrade, depending on the product. Under vacuum, this heat source provides the energy required to sublime the ice while the temperature of food is maintained below the eutectic point. The heat input is carefully controlled to provide optimum removal of water vapor, which is collected on condensers within the vacuum chamber. The core of ice in the food completely disappears when the food reaches a moisture content of approximately 2%. This residual moisture remains bound to the food, and the energy level required to free it is greater than that of sublimation. And then they show a day-by-day menu that has potato soup on it.
You think you could find a few more words I've never heard of to tell us about cooking up there? God Almighty.
Here, you can read it. Aura has it already. But see, rehydratable potato soup on the meal C on menu.